Bav Metzia Yoshalmi, corresponding to Bav Metzia Bavli, Daf Ayin Gimel. We begin in the Yoshalmi on Daf Chaf Gimel on the base in the eighth line with the words Hayahu Tchila. And the Mishnah taught us Hayahu Tchila Lekoitzim Poisik Imoy Alagodish V'chule. If he harvested first, he can fix the price for a sack. Rav Amar Mechusa Maisa Echad Poisik Mechusa Maka Maisim Eina Poisik. Rav says if the produce is only missing one action, he can fix the price. If it's missing a number of actions, he may not fix the price. Rav Yochanan Veishlokish Trehoin Amrin Afilim Mechusa Kama Maisim Poisik. Both Rav Yochanan and Veishlokish agreed that even if it's missing a number of actions, he can still fix the price. Vaha Masnisa Pliga Arav. We have a question against Rav from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and that's our case, if he harvested first, he can fix the price. And this implies, even if it was missing a number of actions, he can fix the price. Abba Bazamina Yav Chadina Lekfela Benasav Mine Beshah Zlila Dechol Shasa Velemoidi Rav. Abba Bazamina gave a dinner to a baker and bought the bread for the entire year according to that low price. Rav didn't agree with him that it was permitted because he viewed it as if the buyer was given a discount for paying in advance before he took the bread. Rav Chiya Ruba Havale Kitan Oisoi Chamrin Mizavna Mine. Rav Chiya the Great, Rav Chiya Hagodol, he had cotton and donkey drivers came to buy it from him. Amaloin Leif Bedati Mizamte Kadoin Ela Bufarai. He told him, I'm not selling it now, I'm waiting till Purim when the price will go up. Amule, they told him, Zavna Lan Kadain Madat Osid Mizamte Bupura Asa Shah Lerebi Amale Osa. They told him, sell it to us now according to this higher price of Purim. He went and asked Rebbe if this is permitted, and Rebbe said, no, it is prohibited. Nafak Kavav Masnisa, so Rebbe went out and taught this ruling as part of his vices. Ratani Kain, and he taught like this. If a person was owed money and he comes to collect it by taking produce from the borrower's threshing floor, if the borrower told him, evaluate how much wheat I owe you according to its market value, and I'll pay you with wheat based on that value for the next 12 months, even if the market price rises, this will be asa because unlike paying him with an isa, which is cash. Now, this case is not relevant to the story that we had before about Rebbe's ruling with Rav Chiya, and therefore the Pnei Shmur, Pnei Moshe adds the last part of the Brisa to the Gemara's text with a little bit of correction as follows. Amalai hilveni kor echad shel chitim ali noisin lecha kashar shata meicher boi asa. And this case is added again by the Pnei Moshe, which is really how it ties into Rav Chiya's and Rebbe's story. If a person said, lend me a core of wheat and I will return it according to the price that you will then be selling it, this will be asa. Amar Rav, Rav says, Moidu Rav Chiya Chavivi Dilan Yavin Le Vekana Min Kva Shari. My uncle Chiya agreed that if the produce is already owned by the seller and he's reducing the price for the sale, then it's permitted. Agra Min Kva Vekana Basakein Shari. And also, if he's paying in advance before the market price is established, so that the seller will give the produce later at a lower market price, that's also permitted. Kana Mikva Agra Basakein Asa. But if the sale takes place now according to the future higher value, then it will be asa, and this was the case of Rav Chiya's cotton that we mentioned before. Rav Laza Yav Dina Lechad Barnash. Rav Laza gave a dinner to someone, Amale, and he told the person, Ma Dehinun Avdin Mikan Vat Chanukah Didi. He says, whatever you produce with that money from now until Chanukah is mine. Miteman La Lon Leisli Imach Asuk. And he says, I have no claim from Chanukah onwards. Whether you gain or lose, it belongs to you. The person wanted to give him the earnings after Chanukah, but Rav Elazar didn't accept them. Rav Elazar was concerned after Chanukah that it appeared like the issa of Kav Lascha V'Rochik Lehesed. Means if Reuven gives Shimon money for a business venture and he stipulates that they will divide the profits and that if there's a loss, Shimon will take the loss and return in full the money taken. This would be also because Shimon must return the full sum even if there is a loss. This shows that it's a loan. And therefore, since Shimon must pay half of the profits to Reuven, then it's considered ribbis. Tani Kane, and we have a brisa to support this. Kiruv sechar v'richak hefsed zuminis v'shoyim. Kiruv hefsed v'richak sar zuminis tzadikim. Kiruv lezeh luzeh rochak zeh luzeh zuminis kol adam. Kiruv sechar and v'richak hefsed is the way of the evildoers because they charge ribis, but the other way around, if it's Kiruv Hesed V'Richuk Schar, then that is the way of the righteous, because it's the opposite. And Kiruv Zelazer, or Rochuk Zelazer, then that will be fine. Both ways, that is normal, a normal way to behave. Rav Yitzchak Yav Dinurin Lebar Nash by Mevedle Kahadadu Blazer V'Lekibel Iluya. Rav Yitzchak gave dinners to someone. The person wanted Rav Yitzchak to do as Rav Blazer had done, and Rav Yitzchak didn't agree. Kahana Yav Mem Dinorim Lebar Nash Mizrin Le Kitan Yakara Kitna. Kahana gave 40 dinars to someone to buy flax. The flax increased in value, and the person then sold the flax for a profit. Also Shala Rav, the Kahana came to ask Rav if he could ask to be paid back according to the lower price of the flax. Amalei and Rav said to him, Ezo savmine aboim kurin ravavin. Rav said, go and take from him 40 kor, meaning large portions according to the price that they originally fixed, or he must give him 40 dinars in cash. Pikesh Rebbe lahatir klito shalim v'leinichai v'bishmo v'b'yoisi v'istambi v'bishmo v'b'yoisi pikesh lahatir v'leinichai Rebbe. Rebbe wishes to permit klito shalim. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, didn't allow him to do it, and some say it was vice versa, that Rabbi Shmuel wanted to permit it and Rabbi didn't allow to. My Klito Shalim, what does it mean, Klito Shalim? Barnash Diyav Lechavrei, Mao Dinoren, Kegoin Elaine, Diyavin, Evite, Le Elaine, Demefarshin, Arisin, Metautin, Kosustavan, Omoshoshi, Kosustavan, Ein Zeribis, Ela Hatrosha. Reuven lends Shimon an amount of money to use for business. For example, people who buy from merchants who sail to Rissin. They buy two or three kesustavim, which is a large quantity, from the merchants at a reduced price because they pay in advance. This isn't actually ribbis, but it's avak ribbis, which is the dust of ribbis, which means it's an issa midurabonon. Rabbi Yossi v'Blaza ben Azaria, Shneim Amud Ave'echad, Detanin and Tamon, both Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah and Rabbi Blaza and Azaria have the same view, because the Mishnah teaches in Meseches Shviyis, if he had a small amount of manure and he wishes to make a manure pile without appearing as if he's fertilizing his field in Shvius, he can just leave the original amount despite it temporarily appearing like fertilizing, and then continue to add to it until a large pile is made, as it's almost certain he's going to do this. Rav Lozman ben Azariah oise achiyame gimel oy achiyitein al hasela. Rav Lozman ben Azariah says it's osa unless he puts in a 3 tefach hole, or unless he puts it on top of a stone.